On a recent trip to New York City, I was being hurried along down Lexington Avenue, caught up in the hustle of the crowd. I was looking down at the ground, being careful not to trip or step in something I would regret later, when suddenly, I noticed a group of students looking high in the air and taking pictures. I stopped out of curiosity and looked up to join them. They were students studying architecture and taking photos of the Chrysler Building, one of the most beautiful Art Deco-style skyscrapers in the world, and I had nearly walked right by it. I was reminded of a quote by Pastor Rick Warren, that transformation is a process, and as life happens, there are tons of ups and downs. It's a journey of discovery. There are moments on mountaintops and moments in deep valleys of despair. But are you walking too fast on your journey and maybe missing some of life's most significant discoveries? Well, the theme of this meditation from Proverbs chapter 21 is learning to avoid some of life's nonsense so you can discover the good gifts of life, success, and honor. And what better way to start our journey than in a time of quiet meditation? So first, allow your eyes to move from open through a soft gaze and now closed. As your eyes shutter, become aware too of your breathing. Just settle deeper into where you are. Surrender this place to become a retreat of discovery, a sanctuary to be aware of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue in this time of mindfulness by listening and then responding to this passage from Galatians chapter 5. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, I want to live a godly life. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of His presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others, joy and inner peace. And Lord God, I want to live that kind of godly life. The fruit of the Spirit is patience, kindness, and goodness. And Lord God, I want to live a godly life. And the fruit of the Spirit is faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And Lord God, I want to live that godly life. For a moment longer, rest here in the presence of God, your body and soul postured to receive all that He wants to offer you in life. With your eyes still closed, lift your head. So often we spend our days looking down at our feet or down at our computer screen or gazing at our belly button. But for a moment, lift your head. Consider Psalms chapter 3, verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. Lift your head high. Continue to turn your attention away from the nonsense at your feet to now the glory above. Slow your pace. Steady your breathing. And lift your head to discover the glory that awaits you. Center on the righteousness of God. Center once more on your breathing, bringing attention to your breath. Don't attempt to control the pace of your breathing, simply notice it. Be mindful and aware of each inhale and each exhale, the rise and fall of your stomach. Center on each breath as a reminder of God's gifts to you. Even in the presence of God's glory, you may be tempted to drop your gaze. Well, feel no condemnation, but rather allow that realization to bring you back to your breathing. Lift your head and whisper, "Lord God, I want to live a godly life." Let the words "righteous living" become your centering prayer. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. In this passage, King Solomon is sharing truths of life and conduct. So let this ancient wisdom guide you today based on Proverbs chapter 21, verse 21, from the New International Reader's Version. "Therefore, my faithful friend, I know the world can distract you, but remember to walk the way of God, and you may find more than you bargained for. You will discover life and success and honor." What came into focus for you in that passage? Well, listen once more for how your heart is moved by this passage. Anyone who wants to be godly and loving finds life, success, and honor. What became even more clear in this second reading? Well, may the Holy Spirit use that thought to guide you into deeper contemplation for this next minute. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider passage in the Christian Standard Bible. "Precious treasure and oil are in the dwelling of a wise person, but a fool consumes them. The one who pursues righteousness and faithful love will find life, righteousness, and honor. The one who guards his mouth and tongue keeps himself out of trouble." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So how did you relate to this passage personally? Let that be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. Now move into a time of guided prayer as you listen to the passage again, but from the English Standard Version. Dear Heavenly Father, by your grace and mercy, grant me the strength to avoid the foolishness of the world, to pursue integrity instead, for then will I find life, righteousness, and honor. I pray for this in the name of your Son, our Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. So what are you longing for in your relationship with God? What help do you need in avoiding foolishness and pursuing integrity? We'll take another minute for this scripture passage to become your time of prayer. Rest and enjoy God now in a moment of imaginative contemplation. With your eyes still closed, in your mind's eye, slowly lift your gaze from your feet below to the glory of God above, from dark to light, from foolishness to righteousness. Now walk a bit further in your imagination as you listen once more. Anyone who wants to be godly and loving finds life, success, and honor. Seeking only to be godly, you then discover life, success, and honor. There is so much more to learn when we seek after God. So take this next minute as a time of contemplation to lift your head. Lift your gaze away from your belly to seek the righteousness of God above. Take this minute to receive God's gifts of life, success, and honor that await you. rest here in closing, centered and mindful of the righteous ways of God. What might you be missing by not lifting your head? What gifts of God might you discover if you just slow down and lift your eyes towards heaven? Ponder that as you receive this prayer of benediction, to remember that even though the world can distract you, that you should walk the way of God and find life, success, and honor. And may you encounter the life of Christ, success from the Holy Spirit, and the honor of God now and always. And whether at the beginning or close of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, I want to live a godly life." Mindful of the righteous ways of the Holy Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.